Believe it or not, this is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org, in Clinton, New York, as I say, coming to you from beautiful Hamilton College. And we're having a good time here tonight. Here's something a bit more modern.
Once I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
Whoa, my unspeakable wife, Queen Lisa.
Now I eat humble pie.
I'm telling you, I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
And now I work at the pizza.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Vacuum the turf at Sky Dome.
Once he was the king of Spain.
I can't wait. I'm lowering interest rates. My people say,
King, how are you such a genius?
There's a roof overhead.
It's laissez-faire. I don't even give a care. Let's make Friday part of the weekend and give every new baby chocolate éclair. Once I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
Hey, Yeltsin, got problems? You phone me.
Now I eat humble pie.
I'm telling you, I was working on Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
Now the Leafs call me up to drive the Zamboni.
Once he was the king of Spain.
Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you the International Orchestra. Wondering how I came to be living in Canada after being royalty in Spain. Should I tell them, guys?
Tell them, King!
You see, ladies, one night when the palace was asleep, out of my royal chambers and into the garden I creep, and I wait till the appointed time when the moon is lighting the pitch, at which point my peasant friend who looks just like me arrives and we make a switch. Prince and pauper, junior and whopper, a world made up of silver and copper, under my own volition, I took a change of position. So next time you drool in the pizza line, remember, so a pizza's more luscious.
The king of Spain never rushes.
Once I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
I was looking for offhanded ways to improve us.
Now I eat humble pie.
I'm telling you, I was the king of Spain.
Now I eat humble pie.
And now I'm jamming with Moxie Fruvus.
Once he was the king of Spain.
Moxie Fruvus and WHCL. Gotta love them. Oh, boy. I used to go and see their stuff all the time. They were up here numerous times. In Clinton. Yes, here at the college and at the Kirkland Arts Center. And I saw them in Utica. They were here frequently. But they haven't been here lately. That was from 93, I believe. And before that, Lion, the Lion, the Roaring Lion, the Vendor Song, Gold Bond Soap, 1938. Before that, Wilmoth Houdini, Poor But Ambitious. Well, it's half right in my case. 1940. Continuing now, we have Guy Lombardo singing an Auctioneer's Song. Or so it would seem, although it isn't quite that, because I listened, and there's no Auctioneer in here, but there's a... It's certainly redolent of what auctioneers would say on any given occasion. And here it is, going, going, gone.
Thank you.
out and out. Goodbye, I'm going, going gone. Gonna take a trip I never took before. Don't know where I'll land. Better get my hat and show me to the door. Honey, here's my hand. Gonna take my dog with me. He's the only friend I have, you see. Goodbye, I'm going, going.
One day, she caught the waiter's eye. He took one look at her and ran away. Now she's gonna die of thirst unless I find that guy. I want the waiter,
with the water.
I want the waiter with the water for my daughter.
Oh,
I want the butcher or the baker or the candlestick maker. I want the waiter with the water on a tray.
Thank you.
se puede pedir más. Ay, caserita, no me dejes ir, porque después te vas a arrepentir y va a ser muy tarde ya.
Peanut vendor. Well, that's an occupation. Nothing you'd go to Hamilton to study, I suppose, but some people wind up doing that. That was 1930, Don Aspiasso and his Havana Casino Orchestra. Before that, Harry Roy and his band again. I Want the Waiter with the Water. Always harassing those waiters. That was from 1940. Since then, I think they've unionized. Well, let's hope they have. Before that, the Kitchen Man. No, that's next thing I'm playing. Guy Lombardo, starting with a song about an auctioneer, ostensibly. Going, Going, Gone. And that was from 1933. Now the Kitchen Man. We're going to do a little set here of on Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., your host in need of a new set of glasses. The Kitchen Man is starting a set of somewhat culinary topics. Or so it would seem on the surface of it. Here's Bessie Smith, and this is from 1929. Eddie Lang in there, playing his heart out. My goodness.
fail to satisfy. I can't do without my kitchen man.
Mr. General Baker, let me be your slave. When Gabriel blows his trumpet, then I'll rise from my grave for some of your good jelly roll. Yes, I love good jelly roll. It is good for the sick, yes, and it's good for the old. In the first degree, the judge's wife call up and says, let that man go free. He's a jelly roll baker. He's got the best jelly roll in town. He's the only man can bake jelly roll with his damper down. In a hospital shot all full of holes, the nurse left the man dying and says he's got to get a jelly roll, his good old jelly. She says I love my good jelly roll. She says I'd rather let him lose his life than to miss my good jelly roll.
About Pete? Just that old man Pete. Now Pete was a dealer in meat. Nice fresh pig meat. People come from miles and miles around. Little old man Pete moved into town. So Pete bought himself a store where people could come and eat more. Business was so great that Pete had to take under himself a mate. And one night he got in a fight. All the people wouldn't eat his meat just right. And business didn't turn out so good. So Pete started selling wood. And business just didn't turn out nice. So Pete started selling rice. And then he took it in his head.
What?
To start selling bread. And that's old man Pete. A wonderful deal in me. His business just grand. Fine old meat man. Please sing your prayer. Pray the children, Lord, oh God. The meat man.
Well, everybody will change careers a certain number of times in a lifetime. It's as simple as that. No tragedy there. That was Meat Man Pete by Vans Dixon and His Pencils. Now, that's a creative name. 1931. Before that, from 1940, Lonnie Johnson. He's a Jelly Roll Baker. Quite a testimonial. And before that, another testimonial to the Kitchen Man, Bessie Smith from 1929. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. with going to go till about 10 o'clock tonight playing this stuff. It's I'm enjoying it, even though it seems a lot like work. because it's about work, and that's why I'm playing it. And now some business. This is the business section. We certainly won't alienate our business community. We're going to start with Gene Cardos and his orchestra from 1931, Business in F.
Business.
Oh, that business.
Certain business.
Certain business.
Funny business.
Funny business.
Give me that business in F. Now feed a tappy.
Feed a tappy.
Make it snappy.
Make it snappy.
Keep me happy.
Keep me happy.
Give me that business in F. Now start it. Moving easy. Pick up. Make it breezy. Hit it. Don't you tease me. Oh, boy. Don't be hiding.
Don't be hiding.
Keep it sliding.
Keep it sliding.
Now you're riding.
Now you're riding.
Give me that business in F.
Thank you.
tweet, 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 tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet.
And Q. The musicians know it by another name. And speaking of which, that was by Frank Frumbauer. Frank Frumbauer, 1932. And I just can't help but wonder whom that particular blast of obloquy may have been aimed at. Could have been a lot of people. But it was well done. Well done. Before that, Clyde McCoy from 33, Business on the QT. Beginning with the original one, Business Enough, Gene Cardos and his orchestra, actually a lyric to that, which isn't that elaborate. It's not a Rodgers and Hart by any means. But that was from 1931. Now on Radiola, I'm Andy Senior, and I hope nobody applies the obloquy to me too. Although some days I think I deserve it. This is Radio on WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. And we continue now with a rare snap, rare snatch of dialogue from a show from 1929. This was recorded and issued as a phonograph record. It was a play called Hot Chocolate, and the piano player in here is Fats Waller. But it's called Big Business. So here's about 6 minutes of Big Business, and more business after that. We do love the business community, after all.
Oh man, solid piano! Come on, let's get down to business. We all, yeah, the fight's got to go on sometime.
Sure.
Come on, cause I'm in training, and I wanna go. we'll go home and eat. Yeah, well, whoa. Oh, my goodness. Got me doing this now. So listen here, what you going to have for supper, Licorice?
Well, to start off with, I have a chicken soup.
Yeah, to get started.
And I wind up with hot biscuits and butter.
Well, butter ain't bad.
Now, let me get in here. I ain't got much time to waste, so let's get down to business.
You okay with me?
That's good.
You all know that on next Wednesday evening at 9:30 p.m., that Kid Licorice over here is going to meet Hot Chocolate for the in-between weight championship. And we is here to figure out the details of this coming fight. Now, the first detail is who going to win the fight. I am open for offer.
Now, gentlemen, I am here to represent the Lenny Davenport Betting Club. And I offer $4,000 to let Hot Chocolate win.
Oh, man, $4,000 ain't no money. I got $6,000 for that featherweight bout last week. These men's is heavier, and I got to have more money.
Pick them up, everybody.
Who are you?
I'm from Chicago. Now, listen, I'm representing the Southside Syndicate. Our racket has always been marked cards and loaded dice. Yes. We're new to the fight game, and because we're new, we're willing to put up a little extra dough to prove our honesty. So I'm going for $5,000 to throw the fight to Kid Licorice.
$5,000 ain't no money. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Before I sell this fight for $5,000, I let the thing be on the left.
Now, gentlemen, I'm a little rushed. Oh, I beg your pardon. Have you the time?
Sure, I got the time. It's going on. It's around, that's it. Look at it for yourself.
Oh, yes. So it is. Yes. Now, gentlemen, if I was about to say this, one thing is
wait a minute. Give me my watch. Who you say?
Oh, I
say.
Yeah,
give me my
mind.
Watch.
Oh, the man wasn't going to keep the watch, Fishmouth.
Who are you calling Fishmouth? Where you get that at? Call me Fishmouth again.
Look out now.
Call me Fishmouth. You don't have to say Fishmouth. Let me hear you say fish. Come here. And I'll knock them bumps off your head.
Now, gentlemen, I represent the United Association of Number Banks.
I play it there.
And we offer $8,000 if the winner of the fight is Hot Chocolate. But there must be a knockout.
Say, now, just a minute. I got this fight all fixed to be a decision bout.
Yeah. The fight is in the bag.
And I've been rehearsing the two fighters out of the way for the last 6 weeks. Why, I even got the newspaper man fixed.
Is it?
There, Johnson.
Yeah.
Read them official fight results for next Wednesday night.
Gentlemen, I represent the Dark Dispatch. According to these proof sheets here, the fight results for next Wednesday night as follows.
Read, Johnson.
The second, fourth, fifth, and seventh round, Hot Chocolate. The first, third, sixth, and eighth round, Kid Licorice.
Yeah, that makes it right.
And of course, these last two rounds goes to the winner. Whoever you decide he's going to be.
I know what
you're going to be. Oh,
let me get my business straight.
Why, say, Mr. Newspaper Man.
Yeah.
I think you got that report just about right.
How do you know? He's got to know. He's the referee.
Oh, yeah?
Well, of course I know. And I've engaged to referee this fight. My contract reads this to be a decision fight.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to break my contract.
No.
If I go around doing things like that, people will say I'm a crook.
Well, gentlemen, I offer $8,000 for a knockout. No knockout. No money.
Say, now, wait a minute.
I ain't got time.
Now, wait a minute. Hold that, brother. Say, brother, if you got the $8,000 with you,
I came here to gamble.
Say, Johnson,
yeah.
Lock that door.
Done locked the door and got the key in my pocket.
Kid Licorice, you is knocked out. Now, what round do you want to be knocked out in?
The first round.
Oh, you got that
boy. Just a minute, gentlemen. Just a minute, gentlemen. I represent the Midnight Moving Picture Company.
Uh-huh.
And this fight's got to go more than five rounds. We can't get no money out of a short picture. It's got to go 10 rounds.
Oh, man, the fight can't go 10 rounds.
How come?
Because our paper's out at 10 o'clock. And if the fight don't start till 9:30, the paper'll be on the street before the fight is over with.
Oh, hold your paper.
I ain't going to hold my paper.
Well, then hold your head, then.
No.
I bet y'all beat some of them shoe buttons off your head.
Oh, my goodness.
You little newspaper guys always coming around here kicking. You ain't going to spoil my fight for a little money. It's up to us to keep the fight game clean.
That's what we're trying to do here.
I say 10 rounds.
I say
10 rounds to make a good fight.
I've said it.
I split the difference and make it 8 rounds.
No, well, it's got to be 5 rounds.
How come?
Because I'm Hot Chocolate's manager, and I know that bar can't count no higher than 5.
Well, I'm teaching to count up to 8.
Oh, I ain't going to have the time. Friday is my 7 days off.
Well, here, I'll tell you what to do. Let him count up to 5.
Yes.
Then start him all over again.
Yes.
When he gets to 3 the second time, that's 8.
That's 8 all over this world. No, no, no. Wait, you better write that down. I ain't gonna be able to remember that myself.
What kind of manager are you?
Well, I'm doing the best I can.
Well, I'm glad we got everything settled.
Yeah.
And on next Wednesday evening at 9:30 p.m., the fight fans in Harlem will see the greatest fight that ever was pulled off between Kid Lippert and Hot Chocolate.
Yeah.
And me, the best man, win.
Well, yeah, you got the money.
I'm sorry, I've got to leave y'all now.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm serving on the grand jury.
Wow.
Yeah, they got a guy up there for fixing a horse race.
Wow.
Can you imagine a guy dirty enough to fix a horse race with hundreds of people betting on it?
Why, the dirty crook.
Now, that's what a horse play that Sienna Clark had you good then.
Do that fast if I were you.
Sounds like the theme song of the Club for Growth. You run your mouth, I'll run my business. Fats Waller and his rhythm from 1940. Before that, Fats, again, in a peripheral role as pianist, behind the original cast of Hot Chocolate. And that was from 1929. Big Business, Parts 1 and 2. Amazing. And now, Annette Hanshaw. If you want to find out any of these playlists that I'm on my Radiola shows, go to my Radiola blog. Radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type Radiola into Google, and I am prominently featured on the first page. You'll see, I'm there. Lots of good links there, lots of good things you can explore, so I hope you check that out. Here's Annette Hanshaw, since we do consider work done in the home as work indeed, and certainly not to be disparaged, by whoever does it. And I'm doing it now in my home, but I suppose it was a slightly different model back in 1930. So here's Annette Hanshaw with a couple of songs, beginning with When I'm Housekeeping for You, 1930.
I'll be be getting up. Morning, I'll be setting up a tiny table for two. Breakfast, I'll be making his breakfast. He'll be taking his shave and his shower. My happy hour. The coffee is steaming, all for when I'm dreaming. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. My baby likes bacon, and that's what I'm making. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love. Our life has been so nice and charming, right from the start. When I want his tummy, I want his heart. My baby is happy, no wonder I'm happy. While I'm cooking breakfast for the one I love.
Rhythm that the good Lord has given them. It's a rhythm, you'll understand, when they do that dance that's known as wiping the pan. Gee, it's a panic when a kitchen mechanic steps around to that old jug band, when they do that dance that's known as wiping the pan. With their hands turned down, they circle them around. With their elbows high, they'll knock your damper down. Up jumps the sister with a new kind of twist, a shouting woman don't need no man, when they do that dance that's known as wiping the pan.
wiping the pan. I was wiping the pan today. I'll tell you what pan I was wiping. I came down today, and I'll tell you what else was playing. I was wiping the pan by Bernie Stevens and his orchestra, Billy Murray on the vocal from 1929. But I came down today, and I had been sleeping for several hours after a long night of putting the show together. So I came down about 1. I smelled a funny smell. It was a hot smell. Came down. Frying pan was on the stove, and the stove was on, and it had been on for at least like 3 hours. And so that leads me to the speculation. why hadn't it turned to molten metal? Huh? Why hadn't it turned to molten metal? Like the World Trade Center. Enough of that. Before that, we had Annette Hanshaw cooking breakfast for the one I love, which I'm going to start doing, by the way, 1930. And beginning with When I'm Housekeeping for You, and also from 1930. And now, a Cuban orchestra here on WHCL, 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org. Antoval's Cubans with Chick Bullock on the vocal. El Trapero, which basically was it's about a guy selling old clothes or buying old clothes. Mostly buying them, I think. You'll see.
Of any old clothes, remember my cry. Oh, oh.